Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here.
Mr. Truax?
Here.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mr. Begany?
Here.
I would like to make a motion to accept one of the compensation packages, either package A or package B.
Seconded.
Okay, I would like to make a motion to accept the compensation package B.
The motion on the floor is to have compensation package B. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Seconded by Mr. Whitman. Any discussion?
President Begany, members of the board, compensation package, I want to outline what's included in that for basically to support administrative compensation increases. There has been a request, I am requesting a 2.0 increase for administrators district-wide and a 2.5% increase for principals, eligible principals, which there are six eligible principals. That are returning to the district 15-16, and a 2.5 for everyone else. As part of that package, I'm also requesting a longevity bonus in the amount of $100 per year of service in the district for all employees. And I am also requesting from the board a pool of resources to be used for professional development for administrators in the amount of $25,000. That is replenish annually with some provisions around how the capacity of the amount applied for and the expectation of tenure after the funds are utilized. And the final part of that package is at the direction of the board president, I will be engaging an outside source in a compensation study for administrative salaries district-wide to determine where we fit in with our competitive districts around Central Ohio relative to administrative compensation. So there are four provisions on the table with option B.
Any other discussion?
I'd like to make a few comments. Truthfully, I really struggled with this decision. It began with me, the fact that I, especially in my campaign, said that I value all employees in our district, the many different jobs and the roles that they play. And I struggled with giving this increase to administrators. I said larger than it was to the teachers, less than it was to RSSA. But I also recognized through district research and through my own number crunching and my analysis of this, that we are behind. We are definitely behind in this realm. I also struggled with making the increase attractive enough to draw quality administrators to support our staff and to reduce turnover. And I talked so much about this, and even in my campaign, about turnover and how difficult this has been on everyone, particularly our children in the district. I hear it from parents, I hear it from the community, I hear it from staff members, I hear it from my own children, how this turnover affects them. And especially my children, when they're losing adults that they trust in their schools, and that concerns me. So again, I found myself looking back to my belief that I value all employees in the district, all employees in the buildings. And then it really hit me that as a new board member, I will not define my thinking based on previous decisions by previous boards. I am starting new here, and I am moving forward with this board. And because I value all employees, classified, certified, administration, administrative staff, I start here voting for a pay increase that I think reflects the value that I put into all of our staff while being fiscally responsible to the citizens of this community. This is a belief that I will hold true throughout my four-year tenure here on the board.
Any other discussion or commentary?
Okay. The mics are gone, but I guess we
Speak loudly.
Speak loudly? Okay.
Tell them to come down to the front.
Yeah, come on down. All right, so, I was on board with the idea of showing some sort of appreciation to the administrators here and doing something to encourage those, them to stay. On the other hand, I knew from like the negotiations with the REA that simply increasing the amount of money is not enough to persuade somebody to stay to stay in a place. And but on the other hand, I would like to make it such that other things equal, that financial incentives can persuade some to who might otherwise go somewhere else, but in terms of work environments and other factors, that Reynoldsburg would be competitive that way. And I was a little unsure about the salary increase and then the longevity bonus, and I asked, well, is this something that's typically done? And I hear that, well, not that typically. It has been on the table in previous negotiations with the REA and RSSA. But it's also a way of giving an increase that doesn't apply to the base salary and then grow exponentially every year. So it's sort of splitting, sort of striking a balance that way. So I feel better about it in that regard. I was encouraged to hear about the part of the package about the salary study, because I don't like coming to board meetings and then hearing about, a bonus here, a bonus there. Although, I gather we're in a position to give it right. Now I don't like the uncertainty of every time something like that comes up, wondering, like, are we okay or are we not okay? I guess it's probably all right. So I'd like being able to do something this year, hopefully to to show our appreciation for the administrators, encourage some to continue to be with us, but also get something more systematic in place for future years, so that we can have just see what the numbers really are and not do things in a piecemeal way future years. So that's why I'm in favor of this proposal here.
I think that this will take a great first step in letting our principals and staff know that we're trying to make changes to become competitive within our district. And hopefully this will go along with the salary study, and our efforts here will go a long way to help retain the staff that we do have, the principals that have been here for a couple of years. We need to keep them along with the principals and staff that have been here for a long time. So I'm definitely in favor of this.
Just a few comments from me, kind of echoing a lot of the same things that have been discussed already. I was not a fan of the nickel and dime approach, where you come to one board meeting and someone will get X amount of dollars here, X amount of dollars there. With the salary study, you can finally kind of put that to bed, and that way we can plan for our longevity for our administrators, which will be good for the district financially, but also it'll be good for the administrators, so they know what's coming forward from that point forward. It also helps to solve the Trinity problem here. We've negotiated a contract with the REA as well as the RSSA, and now finally we have the for our administrators as well as their staff. All employees in this district are valuable. You can't have a good building, you can't have a great building with a poor administrator, and we want to make sure that our best administrators stay within the district, and we want to make sure that our ability to recruit administrators is going to be able to do that. They're going to want to come to our district to learn instead of usually them leaving this district. So it is a thing. We always have to be aware that we are spending the taxpayers' money, but the investment that we're making tonight will actually prevent, hopefully, the amount of turnover that has been caused in our administrative ranks over the last few years. Spending a number of years in human resources myself, I can tell you that it is significantly more expensive to train someone from scratch, especially the Reynoldsburg way, with all that they have to do, than actually keeping an administrator that's in a position to be successful and just showing them the compensation that they need to do for the jobs that they are done. So that's, again, my commentary on this issue. If there are no other discussions.
Can I have one point of clarification of that? Ms. Thomas-Manning, so I understand there is a professional development fund for the teachers. One has not existed
for principals.
That's correct. There is a fund in the amount contractually of $50,000 that's used to support professional development for teachers, and they can apply for 50% tuition reimbursement from that fund. Every year it's replenished at $50,000, at the amount of $50,000. And administrators do not have access to that.
Mr. Truex.
Aye.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye.
Mrs. Dunlap.
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero.
Aye.
Mr. Begany.
Aye. Motion is passed. Motion to move to an additional executive session based on compensation. Do I have a motion? Moved by Ms. Tornero, seconded by Mr. Whitman. There will be no action after this. Thank you and good night.
I say to take the roll real quick. We're going back in. Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.
Mr. Whitman?
Here.
Mrs. Dunlap?
Yes.
Mr. Truex?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
15.
All right. We'll see you, Tammy.
So you'll just let
me
know.
I might not see you. Yes, I'll let you know.
Okay.
The time we finish up.
All right. Then I have another list for you whenever you're ready of things we need to talk about some title. Are you going to be around later this week, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I'll be in tomorrow, but you'll be gone when I get there, I think. If you're leaving at 1, I don't get there till about 12.
Okay.
We can talk on Thursday.
Okay, I'm out of the office Thursday. You're going in Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See you later. Thanks. I'll send
Bye,
you
Tina.
An email. Okay.
That sounds good. See ya.
Do you take our name tags?
They're going to leave them in.
Somebody will come back.
Someone's going to get them, first thing in the morning. So
I'll at least take them.
Okay.
And get them back. And